That's perpy.
South of Egypt.
I'll be walking in place next to a dumpster.
You say blade runner because you're dumb.
South of Egypt.
That's perpy.
Well, because I always win. What are you talking about?
South of Egypt.
Burst into flame.
I will make you understand.
That's perpy.
So I changed the intro music again for Lee, just because she hates the three guys sitting in a room smelling like bad cucumbers. So
yeah.
There we go. That was for Lee.
I did, but I don't know what those people are saying in the background. I'm going to have to listen to that a couple of times. So, okay, cool.
It's
hi, John.
It's like the Twit song. Every time I listen to Twit, what the hell are those people saying on the song?
Doop, 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 doop.
You know? Well, welcome everyone back to another Unique Geek 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown podcast special extravaganza directors behind the scene thing recording stuff.
Orama.
Yes, Orama.
You're tired, aren't you?
Joining me, of course, is, as always, Lee. How you doing, Lee?
Hi. I'm okay. So
15 days. 15 days as of this recording.
15 days as of this recording. All right. So I didn't think I was stressed out. I thought, you know, I'm excited and I'm a little nervous, but you know, it's all okay. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing. I'm good. I just realized that since I got home at 5 o'clock, we're recording this at 8, or 4:30 actually, when I got home.
No, we're recording it at 8, not 4:30.
I know. No, when I got home at 4:30. So 3.5 hours, I have had my sunglasses on top of my head. I haven't felt them. Haven't known it. Didn't realize that they were on top of my head. They've been there the whole time. And my family must be so nervous to talk to me because none of them mentioned it either. So maybe I'm a little more nervous than I think.
Or maybe you normally do have sunglasses on your head and you just don't know it.
Exactly.
I do not. So, all right, we got to introduce these people. These people are already jumping in. This is John and Everett, who co-run, I don't know how you guys put yourselves together, but they run the charity auction at DragonCon. We talked to them last year, and I cannot wait to hear what bigger and better and more stuff they have this year and to raise funds for an amazing charity. We've heard about it a couple of times on the podcast already, but the National Inclusion Project. So hi, John and Everett.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Thanks
hello,
for having
hello,
us.
Hello.
All right, so Everett, go ahead.
We do this, huh? Okay.
Everett, go ahead and say hi.
Hello.
Okay, and John?
Hello.
Just so everyone knows your voice, knows which one's which. Although you guys did sound eerily similar the next time you guys talked, didn't they?
No.
But yeah.
I can do an accent in there. Would you like me to do the
accent? No, don't do that. No.
Yeah, so we did have you guys on last year, but as we know, Dragon Con switches up their charity that they do every year. So this year we have, as Lee said, National Inclusion Project. Is that what it's called?
The National Inclusion Project. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, who wants to start? Lee, you take it.
All right, I'll take it. So guys, what is the charity auction at Dragon Con? What do you guys do? How do you get stuff? What kind of stuff are you going to have? Go for it.
Okay. Everett, I'll go ahead and start with this. First off, let's say Everett and I actually, our big focus is the charity auction, but we actually handle charity events. There are a number
charity
of events.
That's yes. True. Sorry. Oh, there I apologize. Are, that is correct.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's kind of like it's kind of like a clump of clay. We're still trying to mold it exactly. And this year, you're going to probably see a lot more events going on that are being done to raise money for the National Inclusion Project. You will see this year we have a mask ball on Friday night, and that's being worked with. We're working with the costuming track on that, and basically what it is that everybody that attends will need to have a mask on. And if you don't have a mask available when you walk the door, Everett and I and who knows who else will be there, will be there selling masks for you to purchase to wear during this event. And again, the money raised goes to the National Inclusion Project. The costuming track is making some of the masks. And I've actually had a person from Asheville, North Carolina, who did not leave me their name, but other than the box in Asheville, North Carolina, donated 4 masks as well, and these are very beautiful masks. So that's one of the events going on. And then on Saturday night, the Trek track, as well as the Stargate Multiverse track, is having a party as well. And during that event, they're going to be having things going on, again, to raise money for the National Inclusion Project. Then, of course, we have our charity auction, which takes place on Sunday. And then during the whole convention itself, we can't forget our blood drive. So there's a whole lot going on in charity events. Everybody thinks it's just the auction, and in the years past it has been, but it's kind of spawned into other areas, into other ways to try to find other ways to generate funds and for the DragonCon charity of that year.
Wow. So that's a lot of information.
Yes.
So, Everett, so where are some of these events actually being held? I mean, we talked a little bit about the mass ball. We've actually, it's come up several times in several of the podcasts, but like the mass ball and the auction in place, where are those actually being held?
Actually, John would probably be the better one for that, but I'll do the best I can on that.
We're going to make you go talk.
Yeah, exactly. I knew you'd do that to me, Lee. That's because I couldn't get you that hotel room, right?
No, it's all right. It all worked out.
From what I understand, the Mask Ball is, John, which hotel are they putting that in? Because there was some, last time I talked, they weren't hadn't decided yet.
And to be honest with you, I have not seen it. I believe it is going to be the Hyatt, though.
Okay. I know that last year the Stargate track had their party at the Sheraton. I believe that's where it is again this year. And I think that's on Saturday night, isn't it, John?
That is Saturday night. That's going to be at the Westin Peachtree.
At the Westin, okay. Well,
and
one
they're
thing,
doing that with another, a couple of other groups.
They're doing that along with the Trek track. We asked them last year. It went so well for them that we asked them if there were some tracks that they could contact and see if we could work it into a little bigger event and have some of the other tracks participate too. One of the really nice things that they do at that is they actually set up a green screen along one wall, and they have a professional photographer that will take pictures of a single person or a group of people, and they've got about 50 different backgrounds. Basically, last year it was all Stargate, but from what I understand, this year it's going to be Stargate and Star Trek backgrounds that they will print your picture off right there during the event while you're waiting.
That's cool.
One of the things that they sell off to make money for the charity. All the money at all of the events goes to the same charity. My biggest thing has always been the auction. I run the I'm actually the man you see on stage at the auction. John does all of the hard work. I just get up on stage and take all the glory.
So you guys, I mean, this and you guys keep adding into this, and I'm going to beg all of my track, anybody who comes to X-Track, and anybody who comes to any of the Neat Coffee stuff or other stuff John and I do, to please, please go and look at the charity or just make a small donation or go and give blood. As somebody who got 2 pints of blood, and that saved her life at one point, I get a little misty when I think about donating blood. So if you can give, please do. It's I know money is tight for a lot of people this year, but blood is it sounds wrong. Blood is free, but I'm sure vampires wouldn't think of it that way. So, but you guys do an amazing job with putting all of this together, and I don't know how you do it because it's pretty much something going on every day of con.
It has grown that way. It used to be just the auction was just a Sunday event, and of course we had we always have our office where we collect donations. Yep. But as the convention has grown, we've realized that you just can't have just one event. Again, the auction is a great event, but again, you've mentioned it, Lee, when you talked about economic times and things like that, there may not be as much disposable income for a lot of people. So what are other ways that we can create where people might be able to be willing to donate? And that's where having the track party or having the tracks get together and do that event. We've put calls out to other tracks to try to work with them as well. Something we're trying to get the other tracks involved in is maybe setting aside 15 or 20 minutes of the auction to be a miniature, say, Star Trek auction or Star Trek related items auction, and, you know, have some items that may have been donated from the guests from Star Trek, or even possibly get one of the guests from Star Trek or whatever track happened to be there to come down and be a guest auctioneer. Last year we had a couple of guest auctioneers. We had Gil Gerard started it off for us in the morning, and it started off real slow, but once it got going, Gil got just in his groove, and boom, everything started going really well there. Didn't we have Lee Ehrenberg from Pirates of the Caribbean last year as well?
We had Lee, and we had another person from Pirates of the Caribbean last year, which went real well because we actually had some Pirates of the Caribbean memorabilia to sell, and they just had a blast with the crowd selling that stuff off.
Well, now, remind everyone last year what the charity was. I mean, excuse me, remind everyone. Don't remind everyone last year. Remind everyone now what the charity was for last year, was what I was trying to say a minute ago, and now I'm continuing to talk. I don't know why.
Charity?
Yes, and how much we raised. How much you guys raised. That's what I'm trying to say. Go.
Everett,
it's been
go
a
ahead.
50 days.
No, I'm going to let you have this one, John, because I don't know what the final total was.
Last year, charity. Now you got me flustered here. Anyways, last year's the organization
contagious.
That we raised charity for was the National Lupus Foundation.
Yes.
And just to give you a background on a lot of the charities that we choose, have some sort of tie-in with DragonCon. Maybe we have somebody who's – our first year was the American Diabetes Association. Again, we have a lot of staff people, a lot of con-goers who are diabetic. So, again, it could – something they could relate to. Last year, again, the National Lupus Foundation, we have a couple of staff people who are afflicted with lupus, and this got some awareness out of the disease. It was something that I really wasn't that much aware of until I got involved with it. This year's National Inclusion Project was brought to us by Jennifer, the track director for the Stargate Multiverse, mm-hmm. and it was something mm-hmm. that she'd been involved in. And so, again, there is that. We just don't say go out and say, who do we want to give money to? We try to research them and look what they're all about, and then what kind of connection they have with DragonCon and or the fans that come to DragonCon. So, again, when you're giving, maybe you feel like, I'm giving something that might help somebody that I know, as opposed to giving it to a large organization, and you're not really sure, is this going to benefit somebody that I might know. Last year, I believe our final total was over $40,000.
It was over $40,000. I actually saw this the other day, and hold on, I am trying to find it. But I know we were over $40,000, and we were over, I want to say over 7,000 units.
7,000 units of blood, exactly. Yeah. That part I do know. But I do remember giving blood is something that's near and dear to my heart as well. So, very
Which
involved.
Meant we kicked Comic Con's ass, man. Sorry.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you know, and San Diego's got its pros and, you know, and this and that. But there's just something about Dragon Con and what it's all about, and the fact that it's still a really very fan-run convention that kind of makes it that much more special. But like I said, $40,000 in the this will be our fifth year that I've been involved. And in these past 4 years, DragonCon charity events have raised just slightly over $100,000 for different charities.
Wow.
And that's fantastic. When you think back, that here's a convention. I mean, it's amazing when I go out to talk to people and they're like, you guys have a charity event? What do you think we do at these conventions? Well, I just thought people sat around and talked about Star Trek all day. They don't realize. Yeah, exactly. Or they don't realize that we encompass a lot of areas. We touch a lot of people in our community as well as in the nation by some of the things that we do. And again, it's been fantastic. When I was asked to take it over 5 years ago, I wasn't quite sure which direction it was going to go and how it was going to grow. But every year it's gotten bigger and better. And the numbers of dollars that we've collected have gotten bigger and better. And And at the same time, we've had to learn. We've had some growing pains, and we've had to morph into just being more than just a charity auction. So it's a charity event. Something that I'm looking at for next year is some sort of outside event away from Dragon Con, like maybe having a Dragon Con sponsor table at a water table at one of the local marathons, or even, oh, nice. And it's been tossed around for the past couple of years, to have a 1K or a 1 mile or a 5K run at the convention or before the convention, again, to raise money for whatever charity we happen to choose for that year.
Very cool.
Wow. You know, not to give you any ideas, but you could actually have the run on the parade route, and since if you do it right before the parade, like say 2 hours before the parade, then you've already got you can already kind of cordon off that area.
John, that, believe it or not, when I first proposed that idea, I actually proposed it as being nothing more than a fun run to start exactly 1 hour before the parade. And have a chance for people to, that way, if they wanted to run and still get back, you know, it's the parade length is not just a little over a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you walked it, you're mm-hmm. talking about a 20-25 minute walk, you
right.
know. But and those are things that we're looking at. The con committee has been very receptive to the idea. It's just a matter of getting some logistics down. And being a runner myself, I'm very familiar with the downtown area as far as if we decided to do a 5K
mm-hmm.
to develop a route for that as well, that would still start and finish. But yes, that's been brought up. That's one of the things I kind of would like to see us do, is maybe the first year just do it more as a fun run. Everybody gets a ribbon or something like that,
yeah.
you know, and go from there and do the run walk prior to the parade. Mm-hmm. And then everybody can come and watch the parade and then see how it goes.
And that's a great idea. I mean, even if you did it just as a fun run, as a 1 mile run, I mean, that's actually easy. That would be great for people to be cheering them on as they're running down the street right before we start the parade. I mean, you know, that's a kind of heck of an honor guard to start it, and knowing that all of that's going to charity. I love that idea, John. Those are great ideas.
Well,
so.
I'd like to say that the 5 years that John has been running this, we have done amazing things, and you know, I am 100% behind John, because every year he comes up with new ideas for
yep.
something that's going to help us out with a new way of generating money or even just generating interest. One of the things that really got to me last year with the Lupus Foundation was that they actually came to the auction. And one of the things that impressed me so much was they came to us after the auction, and they were as happy about the sponsorship of getting their name out there in front of people that had never even heard of them or knew what lupus was all about as they were the money that we were raising for them. And I had never really thought of it as that way. Before that, it had always been, well, yeah, we're generating money for charities. And they were like, no, you're not just generating money. You're generating interest. You're generating more than we could have ever bought for the same amount of money.
Right. The other great thing, too, is that a lot of the charities that you all have chosen have been that the money they get from DragonCon is a significant portion of
yes.
their yearly giving. And
oh, yeah.
An amazing thing that our community is giving back. And I don't know of another convention, sci-fi media or anything like that, that gives as much and gives back as much as Dragon Con does. So again, we kick Comic Con's ass. But I'm just saying that I think that's really
well, and Ever brought up a good point. I mean, the National Inclusion Project, when I first heard about it, I knew nothing about this organization.
Never heard of it before the meeting the other week, the meeting when we heard about it, yep. Yeah.
You know, and now we have their logo on our website. Fans are seeing it. It's being publicized in our digest that we send out. It's being publicized in our progress report. I mean, that progress report goes out to probably 50, if not 60,000 people nationwide,
yep.
if not worldwide, and now that's publicity. Those, you know, and it's amazing, because when we first started this 5 years ago, we had to go out and think about who we wanted to bring in, and we had to actually actively solicit, do you mind if we raise money for you? Now, every year, I already have a list of probably 10 different organizations locally and nationally that would love for us to, you know, choose them as a sponsor for 2012. I mean, and going forward, and I never remember seeing that before. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, people are going, "Ooh, wait, DragonCon! Wait a minute, those people raise X amount of dollars for this organization."
Yep.
The blood drive. I mean, we've always did pretty good on the blood drive, but now all of a sudden, the blood drive is garnering national attention.
And I actually found the number. I was looking at something just a second ago. Where did it go? Here it is. The total number of donations for the 2010 year was 7,351 units. So that's five days, because Monday does count. That's a lot of donations.
Now, are those is that number actually accepted?
Yes, those are the actual donations. That's so, red cell, APH, and plasma.
So that means that for every 10 of those, at least one person's probably sent back because of iron being too low in there. So that means that many more.
I was anemic last year, so I could not give last year.
Right, so that means that many more people likely also went up and tried to give, just for whatever reason they couldn't.
Yeah, that's why it's just amazing to think that people were taking time out of their fun at con to do something very notable.
Exactly, because this is not something you can walk in and 5 minutes later you're going to walk out. Is something you're going to have to give up a good hour, if not more, of your time to give that blood.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it also has helped. I'm a computer geek from years back, and I remember going to computer shows, and it was not a matter of seeing all the new things. It was a matter of how many freebies I could get in a bag. And John, you may be familiar with that. But now, now those days are kind of gone in the tech industry. But the cool thing is LifeSouth every year has come up with a fantastic looking t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this year's t-shirt is up on the website under the charity events section of the website. And again, it's an awesome looking t-shirt. So here's something that you can get in return for giving.
It's free.
And it's free. And in fact,
it costs your blood, but it's free.
My other half, Brenda, who's also the office manager for DragonCon, she just walked in to say she has actually seen it in person. It's two thumbs up.
All of them are cool. I mean, we actually still have one of the first ones we ever got, which was one of the first ones LifeSouth did, which was the Live Long and Prosper one they did a couple of years ago. We still have it. And now my son tries to steal it from us and wears it. So, because it's a really cool, geeky shirt. And that's kind of fun, especially when you're 12. So what are some things that you are really excited about that you have to do at the auction, actually, either the silent auction or the big auction? What are some of the things you are like, wow, that's going to be cool to auction off?
Okay, well, obviously, there's always our celebrity quilt.
Yes.
This was started by Martine a number of years ago, about 5 years ago, or 4 years ago, actually. I don't think we did it our first year. But she creates this handmade quilt, and we take this quilt around at the convention, and we get as many of the media guests, or many of the guests, media, writers, artists, whatever, to sign it. And it's gone from maybe only 20 the first year to, I think last year we had almost 75 of them.
I think there were 78 was the final count on it last year.
Yeah, and Everett, do you remember some of the names that were on there?
It was most of the people that we could find. You know how that is. It's kind of hard to find the celebrities a lot of times to get them to sign something like that. But I spent most of the day Friday afternoon and almost all day Saturday chasing down people trying to get them to sign this. Most of our Stargate guests were there, had signed it. All the Trek guests had signed it. I'm trying to think of who was there last year. my brain's already on this year. I don't think that there were many of the TV or movie actors that we did not have sign it. A lot of times we concentrate on them because, of course, they're the ones that people want the autographs from the most. I mean, the writers, they want their book signed. They don't care about getting a quilt signed. But the celebrities from TV and movie, they really go over well on these quilts. And this year, I'm hoping we can get 100 signatures on there.
Oh, wow. That would be so cool.
Yeah, so that's probably the number one item. There hasn't been a big killer item that's come in yet, but I'm still, I still have 2 weeks before the con. We still have the con itself. But some of the other items I've got, somebody's donated, if you're a fan of the Watchmen movie or even the comic series, somebody's donated the 12-inch action figures that came out of there. So we have a Dr. Manhattan and the Comedian action figures. I've gotten a ton of books that have come in, autographed. I'm working with the Star Trek track right now. I have a fan who's actually was a TV collector at the same time as a Star Trek fan. So he's donated, given to me, TV guides. For those of you who can remember a TV guide, before you use your cable TV guide, I actually remember the paper guide. But this one was the TV guide special announcing Deep Space Nine. And we have a number of Deep Space Nine coming this year. So here's a chance to get that autograph. One for Voyager. And it has a page in there about our track director, Garrett Wang. And so there's these little items that he's donated. We have Christopher Lloyd coming. So I have another fan who donated. At one time when you used to go to the movies, you used to be able to buy a program book or a program guide that had shots and things like that. Well, he donated a program book from Star Trek II, The Search for Spock, Star Trek, was it two or three? See, they all blur together. But anyways, he donated some stuff to get signed by Christopher Lloyd. I have the writer's Bible's guide for Star Trek Deep Space Nine that's been donated. Again, these are items that we're hoping to be able to get autographed, and I'm working with Garrett in the Trek track to be able to take some time out of his day to come with me and get these autographed. I also have another assistant. Everett's kind of the one everybody knows, but I also have another person that I really need to thank, and that's my other auctioneer, and that's Mark Lee.
Yes.
Mark's been involved with it now. He came aboard about the time I did, and I've known Mark for a number of years, going back since the early BowlCon conventions. And so when he decided to come on, I was like, hey, Mark, he knows a lot of these actors and actresses that come to the show, so I've been able to utilize that talent that he has to be able to also meet and greet these guests and get them to autograph things that maybe otherwise I would have a little bit more difficulty. So Mark, as well as Everett, are my two auctioneers. Every year they keep telling me, don't get on stage. So this year, Everett, I promise I am not going to get up. I will let you guys handle it. You guys do are so much better at it. You may have to just push me physically. Go ahead. But I understand. But Mark and Everett do a fantastic job. They're great with the audience. They have a great banter back and forth. Somebody today, I just got in the mail today from Brenda brought in today from the office. Somebody donated a Kirk and Spock salt and pepper shakers.
Ooh.
Nice.
I never knew that. I didn't know they made those.
Yeah, and these were made by a company and as well as Enterprise and Shuttle salt and pepper shaker.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm like, I didn't even know these items existed. But then to give you an idea of how large Trek is and just fandom in general, on Facebook, there's a little link there about an M&M figurine where the red M&M is Captain Kirk. And it's put out by the Hamilton Collection folks. And I'm like, okay, you can just see how one item of pop culture has now merged with another item of pop culture. And I'm like, when will it ever end? But I'm also working on a script. I believe I have a couple of scripts coming in. And these are items that we need to work on getting autographed. But these are unique items in the fact that, yes, people bring in their photographs or this and that to have autographed, or they bring in their models. But, I have a script for one of the Star Trek Next Generation episodes that happened to have Will Wheaton and Gates McFadden, and they're both guests of the show. Exactly. Have them autograph. This is a unique collectible that you're not going to find everywhere, and things like that. So that's what we're trying to also focus on, is let's get something different. You can get photographs, and yes, we will have tons of photographs. I can almost guarantee it. that's one of the largest things. And people come looking for that because they don't want to have to spend 3 hours standing in line. Instead, they'll spend 8 hours all day waiting for this item to come up. But usually they can get it without the long wait. And sometimes at a price a little bit less than maybe what that actor or actress may be charging on the Walk of Fame area.
Well, so plus they like the original items, the items that they're not going to – they don't want to carry in big items with them and stand in line having to hold them all day to get them signed. I have one item here that I haven't told John about yet. I have a Princess Leia 5-foot stand-up. In the Princess Leia bikini that I'm hoping we'll be able to get Carrie Fisher to sign and auction that off at the auction.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Ooh.
Now, I do have a very, very important question.
Uh-oh.
Concerning the Spock and Kirk shakers, which one is pepper and which one is salt?
That's a good question.
People need to know.
Oh, God.
People absolutely have to know.
And this is the
you know it's got to be that Kirk is salt because that's just there's always more of Kirk around.
Yes, but if you think about it, I think that Spock should be salt because it's more of a calming, you know, it's more used for calming purposes too. Whereas pepper is spicy.
Doctors, which they say for me with my blood pressure.
Well,
no,
that's true. But pepper is spicy.
Well, I don't want to – believe it or not, it is sealed and taped in styrofoam.
You'll have to pay to find out.
So I am not going to – that's
people.
A good question. But that's a good question there. You know, and I'm looking at it here. There's a little tag here, Captain, and it just says Star Trek Spock and Captain Kirk, salt and pepper. Now, I don't know. They have Spock first and salt first, so maybe that's trying to tell me something.
Spock does start with S.
While John's looking at that, there is one other thing about the auction that we didn't bring up. One of the things that we always try to do, and we haven't every year, but we always try to get at least one of our authors that's attending to sell off a part in one of their upcoming books. And those usually go really well. We've had anybody from, we've had Timothy Zahn. I believe John Ringo has sold off parts in one of his books. Ann Crispin. So there's just no telling who we'll have this year. So if anybody really wants to know, have them come by the charity auction booth during the convention, and we'll talk to them about it.
And thank you for bringing up the charity auction booth.
Yeah.
Every year we have our office, so to speak, during the con. Is located at the Marriott Marquis on the, I believe that's called the Marquis level, which is one level down from the main level.
Yes.
Those hotels, yeah, okay. And as you come down the escalators, you're coming down, you want to do a sharp look over to your left-hand side, kind of behind you, and there's a registration booth there. And in fact, it says registration. It's right outside the Marquis Ballroom. And that is going to be where our offices will be, so to speak. This year, like we did last year, we were planning to have a lot of the items visible for you to look at, as well as having a computer with a monitor, a large screen monitor, that will have a slideshow running with various pictures of the items that we have available. So that's something else. If anybody's interested and wants to make a donation of an item, or even come by and just make a donation of a check. Again, we're always welcome to that. We'll have a little fishbowl out to collect little nickels, dimes, and dollars as people walk by, that kind of thing. We'd love for you to come by and meet and greet with us all. We have a few new faces this year on our staff. So again, come by, drop off items. We will be working with the exhibit hall coordinator, Mark Fingerman, and his staff to also collect donations from many of our exhibitors and the dealers that are there at the show as well. So a lot of these items we don't know until we actually get to the show.
Until you're there.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So who knows?
And if anybody out there is listening and has something they want to donate, we'd be glad to take donations from anybody. It doesn't just have to be from the guests of the convention.
Nope.
Some of the people that I know have some really cool stuff in their home collections that we would be more than happy to auction off for the charity.
You can't have my Star Trek Pez. You can't have my Star Trek Pez. I'm sorry.
Well, then you just have to throw in some cash then, Lee. Since they can't have it, you need to throw in cash.
I will throw in some cash, and I'm going to do again. I'm already eating a lot of red meat and spinach, so I can actually give blood this year and not be anemic. So,
You know what I did, Lee? And this is horrible planning on my part. 2 weeks ago at my work, we had our blood drive, and I gave blood 2 weeks ago. So I'm not eligible until October 8th.
Oops.
But I did get blood, so we have that. So I guess I gotta.
Gave blood, so
I guess I have to give cash too.
Okay, so now John and Everett. All right, so we know you guys are working. You talked about how hard you're working, but this year's got a lot of great guests. So who are each of you trying to get somebody to pull you away from your work to take you to go see this year?
Ooh,
probably. Are you talking on a personal level, or are you talking about on a charity event level?
I'm talking on a personal. We're not talking work now. We're talking your fandom experience. Who are you trying to go see?
For me, over the years, I have been involved in fandom for more years than I care to think about. And when I lived in California, I used to dumpster dive at Lucasfilms. And one of my prizes out of a dumpster dive was a early script for Star Wars. This is episode. It didn't even have the episode. It just the journey of the Luke was known as Luke Starkiller in the script. Anyways, over the years, I've been able to get Mark Hamill to sign it, and I've gotten a number of the other actors and actresses that have gone to the show. So my big thing this year is to bring that script and have Carrie Fisher sign it for me.
Very cool. That's neat.
So that would be my probably number
one. So that's your thing. That's where you're going to try to do. Okay. And yeah. Everett, how about you?
The out of all the guests that we have this year, and it's a guest that we've actually had in the past, but I've never, ever had the chance to meet them myself. I would really like to meet Stan Lee.
Awesome.
Oh, very yes. Cool. You know, I haven't met him either. And from people that have met him, I mean, just even outside of the con, they say that he's one of the nicest guys around. He's very hyper, but he's one of the nicest guys.
Man says Excelsior in regular conversation. Of course he's hyper. That's not a bad thing.
Well, with the imagination he has, I mean, I guess you're always kind of.
Exactly. That's awesome. Around.
Oh, you! I have to admit. I mean, growing up with comics and this and that, it was, you know, over the years I've had been fortunate enough to meet a lot of people involved in it. Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko come to mind many, many years ago. But you're right, Stan Lee. I've never met, but if it wasn't for his guidance at Marvel and what he's brought to us, you know, first off, we wouldn't have a slew of movies to be watching these past few years.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw Captain America about a week ago, and what am I looking for? I'm sitting there waiting for his cameo.
Yeah.
And you didn't see one, did you?
No, he was there.
Captain America? He was in Captain America.
He is in that one? Okay.
Oh, yeah. His line is, I thought he would have been much taller than that.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
You know,
he was there.
It's amazing how many people watch all of the Marvel character movies and still can't find him in them.
Cool.
Actually, I want to jump back real quick to the blood drive thing again. I know that I'm not eligible to give red blood, but you guys, do they do plasma donation there too? Because
yes,
I believe it's only 2 weeks between plasma. Or 3 weeks, maybe.
You're going to make me go and look up crap, aren't you?
I didn't think.
They don't know this. I'm going to look. You guys. John, go to the next question.
I didn't think they did, but we're going to let Lee look it up.
Well, actually, it says on here for last year, it said that they got plasma donations.
Okay.
That was a part of the 7,500 donations. So, 7,350 something. So, I don't know. I'm going to go check.
All right. Well, we'll have to figure that out. So, let me ask you, let me switch this up a little bit. If you guys could have a dream auction item, from any auction, let's say from a movie or a book or, you know, like a first edition something, that you would love to auction off, maybe for yourself, what would it be? Let's start with John.
Oh, thank you.
I have one ready.
Wow. Everett's going, okay, I don't have to.
No, I've got one ready.
Oh, you've got one ready.
Everett, yes. I'll let you take it and then give me a chance to think about this.
I want the shield from the new Captain America movie.
Oh, nice.
Not bad. Not bad.
Now, doesn't Stephen Colbert have... Oh, no, he has the one that he that Captain America was holding when he got shot. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, John?
Being the Star Trek fan that I am, I would like to have some sort of prop, whether it's one of the scale models, maybe a uniform, or something that came from a Star Trek movie. It doesn't matter which one. Mm-hmm. I'll even take from number 5, even though Shatner, you know, was the director. I'm not a big fan of that particular one. But something that's from the movies, I think would be a fantastic to have something from one of the Star Trek movies that was used to be able to have that item. Not only in my personal collection, but have it available to be for auction. I think that would do fantastic.
Yeah.
The captain's chair would be nice.
Mm.
We actually have a gentleman here in Atlanta that actually builds them. Mm-hmm. And makes, you know, replicas of the captain's chair, and he's been talking about trying to figure out a way to maybe get Garrett involved in it or something like that to try to get it part of the auction. I haven't seen any fruitation come from that yet, but that's always something in the back of my mind that hopefully one day he'll be able to come up with something feasible for us to be able to have a replica. I mean, how cool would that be, even to have Shatner come on stage and sit in one?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, the fans go crazy enough anyway that they would go ballistic.
You know, yes, they would.
Well, let me add an addendum to this question so that we can go back to sort of our traditional question in this vein, which is if you could have, let's say, let's suppose that two stars or two fictional characters were to auction off a dinner with them, who would be your ideal... Your ideal, or I don't want to say fantasy, because that could lead to all sorts of other things. Your yeah. Ideal, because we know what Lee would say. Mark Carman. R. Markin.
I'm going to hurt you.
Who would be your ideal two guests to be able to sit down and have dinner with and have an auction, be able to auction that off and have your dinner with? Let's start with... Everett this time, since I started with John, but Everett was right on the ball.
Yeah, but I'm not ready this time. So this would be two actors or two characters?
Doesn't matter, either.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow. There are way too many choices here.
Not much.
I have gone totally brain fried here. I have no idea, because I have so many choices that I can't pick any two.
Actually, Everett, I'm going to grab this one real quick for me.
Okay.
I would like to actually, if I could get two people, one of them would be Will Wheaton.
Oh.
First off, I mean.
It's possible.
You've got Wesley Crusher, but Will Wheaton is like uber geek out there. And then also, he's also involved with the Guild, and I love the Guild. And Felicia Day.
Nice.
You know, I think those would be two that I would, A, because they are geeks in their own little right. They have a fantastic series out there. I've seen video footage of them of other events that they've been at. They just seem like somebody that I've never met before that I would enjoy meeting or having a meal with, and that I could probably carry on a good conversation and keep my own with them.
All right, I got an answer now.
All right.
Yay.
John kind of poked me in the right direction here. I would, any two cast members from Big Bang Theory.
Ah.
And that's because I like all of them. I think they're a
so
great
any of them being there
cast.
Would be
so
very
any
cool.
Any two of them I would love to just sit down over a meal and talk with.
Very cool. And I have the blood question.
Go ahead. You have the answer?
Okay, so first of all, I have the answer because Google is good. First of all, it is platelets, not plasma, that are donated there, and also apheresis, which I am totally probably saying wrong, but those are the three things they had listed.
Apheresis is the double is the whole blood, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you definitely, it's 6 months before you can do that twice.
But you can donate per Sloan Kettering. You can donate platelets 72 hours after donating whole blood.
Okay, so I should be good for platelets then.
You should be able to do platelets. Now, platelets take longer to donate than whole blood, but yes.
Yeah, I remember because I used to. Oh no, it was plasma I sold when I was in college. That's what it was.
Oh, I remember those days.
Oh yes.
It was plasma, John. Sure.
All right, Lee, you want to ask the Tuesday question?
I will ask the Tuesday question. All right, con is over. It's done. Now, for many of us, that means Tuesday morning we get to do either go back to our real lives, or some of us are going to be have a massage plan actually on Tuesday. What are you guys doing? It's over. Con is first of all, con over for you on Monday night, Tuesday morning, or are you going to Wednesday? And no matter what are you doing the day after con is over?
I'll start this one. I'll on Monday night after the dead dog party, I'll head home. Live about four and a half hours away from Atlanta.
Oh my God,
so
no.
I'll get home around midnight, something like that. So Tuesday, I have taken that day off from work as a vacation too, so that I can sleep in late. Yes. And recuperate from the weekend.
Yes. Good man. Good man. John, how about you?
Well, you guys know how I am when it comes to some of my activities. For Everett and I, basically, Sunday is our big day, and it's our final day. We don't have much going on Monday. So Monday morning, I will be getting up Monday morning and running with about 2,000 other crazy folks, doing a 10K run Monday morning, and then coming back and helping my wife bring some of our personal items back home, start laundry. But as far as Tuesday goes, I will probably sleep in, something that I don't do very often to begin with. Those who follow me on Facebook know that.
Yes, no, you don't.
So for John, sleeping means he won't get up till 5 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe 5:30. My God,
That kind of thing. And believe it or not, I may go to the aquarium and see if I can get a dive in.
Oh, very cool. That would be fun, though. That's a fun thing. That's a nice way to relax for yourself. So that's cool.
Yeah. Where are you doing your 10K at?
At the big. It's called the Big Peach. Big Peach Sizzler.
Uh-huh.
It starts at the Chamblee MARTA station, so it's right on the MARTA. So I don't even have to drive. I just get up, take MARTA up there. It's a 10K run. It ends up there in Buckhead, just around the corner from the Buckhead MARTA station. So when I get done, I just walk over to the Buckhead MARTA station and head back to the hotel.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Y'all are crazy.
Well, if it wasn't Dragon Con, 10K that day would be nice, but I have a feeling that I probably might not be in any shape to be
You have something to do Monday morning anyway.
Do I?
Yes.
Do I have something on my schedule?
Yes.
I don't know. I just show up whenever.
I love that I get to tell him what to do. And he's like, sure, okay, you said I had to do this. Yes, yes, I did. All right, so cool. So, guys, this has been wonderful. So, as always, we've had more fun than we probably should. Thank you guys so much for being on here. I hope we raise more money. What's our goal for this year? Is it that every year we try to, I know every year we try to get more, but are we hoping for 45 this year?
We did just a little 40,000. I would love to have at least 40,000.
At least 40.
Whether
okay.
it's 10,000, 50,000, 100,000. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on with a lot of people this year. You can't be blind and not see that there's economic issues going on, and I see it even reading some of the posts and things out there. You know, a lot of people have had to make a decision on whether or not they can come to the show. So, you know, whatever we raise, we know it's going to go for a great organization, and we can only go get better every year and go from there. And with the support that we're getting from not only the fans that attend, but the other tracks and everything like that, been fantastic.
Oh, that is very cool. Yay.
Now, before we go.
I hear the background noise here, so it sounds like somebody's getting ready to throw a ending credits.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I know that. I hear the background noise, too.
Something
I have
came
no
unplugged.
Idea what it is.
I hope it's not me. I don't think it's me. So let's make sure that we get all the information on where people can find more info. Twitter, Facebook, website. What do we got there? Anybody?
Okay, I'm. You were breaking up on me there. I didn't hear all of what you were asking.
How can people get in contact? What's the Facebook or? Hey, can you hear us?
We're falling apart.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, Everett, How do we get in contact with you guys? Is there Facebook? Is there what you got?
Well, if you go to the DragonCon.org website, we have on there a over on the left side. If you click on the charity events, it'll take you to a web page that talks about the National Inclusion Project, charity submissions, and where to submit them. It also has a place you can click on and make a donation directly to the National Inclusion Project. It also talks about the Pay It Forward blood drive. If you want to send an email to myself or John, I believe they go straight to John, and I'm not sure what the web address is, but if you go to contact us on the website, you can send directly to the charity events, and I believe that's forwarded automatically to John.
Very
that is correct.
Cool.
Yep.
What's that email address? Did I miss it there?
You just send it to charityevents@dragoncon.org.
Okay.
And did I hear you guys had a Twitter account too to follow?
The Twitter account is still being worked. I had some issues with it earlier this year, so it's still hit and miss. So I don't want to give it out yet until I know it's been finalized.
Okay.
But when it is, if you'll send it to us, we will make sure we put it up with your post if it gets finalized before this goes up. And even afterwards, we can still make a note of it somewhere.
Cool. You got it.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much. This is so cool. And I get to see you, I hope, both this Saturday. So, yay.
No.
No. John, do I get to see you?
We may have lost John.
John's not anymore. I don't.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I meant you, John.
I meant you, John.
Because I know I'm not going to see the other John. I've got 2 weeks until I see him. He's in Florida. I'm not going to see him yet. So hopefully I will see the DragonCon meeting this Saturday. So
you will see me. You will actually see me Saturday for a brief part of it. I will be there in that afternoon. I have to leave early because I have another commitment later on that afternoon in Henry County. So, but we'll be there. I'll be there. Brenda will be there. Hopefully we'll be able to finalize some last minute items. And if we do, Lee, I'll make sure I give you the information so we can give that information out when the podcast goes out.
Awesome. Great.
Cool. All right. Well, again, thank you, John. Thank you, Everett. And for Lee and the rest of the guys over at the Unique Geek, until next time, peace and give.
Give blood. Bye.
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 This has been a production of the Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow the geeks on Twitter @ The Unique Geek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.